Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Block Knockers, Crawlco Block Knockers, and other games.
People are probably wondering, Block Knockers, is this a new game that's come out recently?
Crawlco, like a crawling company.
Yeah.
But it's not Crawlco's Block Knockers, it's just Crawlco Block Knockers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So imagine you're crawling with your friend and you're like,
let's make a business out of it.
You're crawling on the ground with your friend and you're crawling and he's your Crawlco.
Yeah. Block Knockers.
And yes, if you are listening, you're like, oh, Block Knockers, I must be out of the loop with new big AAA game. Yeah.
Is this some kind of like blockchain
is
or
this
something?
Ubisoft's Block Knockers?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah. So Block Knockers, I've never heard of this particular game.
Wow. So recently, as you recall, I called out Andrew Levins because I said, you've yet to play my game of 2020, Pod Racer for the Nintendo 64. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was told in that episode that, oh no, much to my dismay, that Levin's game of the year, which I would also have to in turn play, was The Last of Us 2, a game that I got no time for. Yep. But then Levin's himself told me, no, it was Ori and the Will of the Wisp.
And
exciting.
I would like to say you've really dodged a bullet here because I went back and I listened to all the small games, top 10 indie games of 2020, which is where Levin's does reveal that Ori is his most favorite game. And it's a really good podcast. Listen to it. Anyway, he says in that he didn't play Ori until like the last 2 weeks of December. So up until that point, it was
that
The Last of Us Part 2.
Such a close thing.
Or maybe like Mr. Driller Drill Land. And that's
That sounds fun.
It might also be anime enough that you throw up.
Oh no, anime or very bored. sick or asleep. I don't know which one to pick. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, I'll jump on the Switch store. And I see Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and I have bought it and I have started playing it. But what does my little dirty eyes see? But a game called Block Knockers. And the image...
Crawlco Block Knockers.
And the image which was advertising it is sort of like a sort of series of like multicolored tiles and a busty woman smashing through the tiles with her her fat titos. And I was like, I have noticed in my scrolling of the Nintendo game store on the Switch, the amount of porno games that are on here, there's a weird amount. And so I was like, maybe it's time. And so I bought... for like $7, Crawlco Block Knockers, in the hope of seeing some titties.
One or maybe more.
And so I think I want to review this game first, of course, on its gameplay.
Yep.
But secondly, on how off I got.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's important.
I'm just quickly going on to...
Yeah. I mean, this is like a fair thing because that I'm assuming that is what this game is intending you to do.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not only intending you to play the game, but it does want to get you off.
No, you can't include... you know, tig old biddies in your game without assuming I'm going to pull my pud at some point looking at the images revealed, okay?
So, look, you've probably already had this experience because you're playing it on the Switch, but going to www.nintendo.com/games/detail/blockknockers... /Crawlco-Block-Knockers-Switch, and then just seeing the Nintendo logo on that picture.
You're
you
seeing the picture. How good? Yeah. Tell me that doesn't want to make you play Croco Block Knockers.
It looks like
she's exploding. Her titties are so big. She's exploding through the tiles.
A cartoon blonde buxom lady is exploding multicolored. I guess Tetris blocks.
Yeah, they're Tetris
from her tittos.
Yeah, and so I thought this was gonna
and
be.
And she's got a face of like, oh whoops.
Yeah, oh, like oh no, I exploded my tits again? Through
I
the Tetris.
I want to make the expression what she's doing.
Okay. Yeah, this is just so, for us, which is good.
No, because I think she's kind of either making like a hum,
yeah,
sound or like a ooh sound. I don't
she's
know.
Either,
I'm not quite
yeah,
sure
she's
which
either
one
like,
it
oh
is.
Gosh, I didn't mean to break my breasts through the Tetris.
Yeah.
Or she's like, oh no, naughty me broke my breasts through the Tetris.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one or the other.
One or the other has to.
This
be.
Might help you.
Yeah, please.
Because I've on the Nintendo website.
Yeah, I love you. Yeah, yeah,
it has features.
Yeah, great.
The features of the game.
Sure.
You just talk us through these. So match blocks in marked zones to reveal some very lovely images.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it was going to be the kind of game. Do you remember that game? I forget what it's called, where you're a little platform and you move side to side and you knock
breakout.
A ball. Breakout. Mm-hmm, thank you. I thought it was going to be kind of a breakout, but it's not. So there's a sort of story. A very sleazy lizard tells you that you, a less sleazy lizard, have to move blocks around a warehouse and you need to match the three colored blocks or more together in a certain silhouette. And that will, once you fill the silhouette as much as you can, you move on to the next level. So,
I like how that this story is something you pay attention to.
Well, you get tits at the end.
Yeah, I know. Like sleazy lizard. All right.
They were like in Nier Automata at the very end of the game. I'll see some breasts. Not even the main character's breasts. Just like on the screen. I'm like, all right, what's the game here? Anyway, I'm not even a tit man, but hey, here we are. So
you're an honest man, though, and that's good.
So initially, so I play the first level and I reveal a buxom lady. So each level, this is a tutorial, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tells you how to play the game. You can kick a block forward. Mm-hmm. You can grab a block and kick it behind you, or you can grab a block and drag it.
So you've got jump, pull, and kick blocks.
Yes, you can also jump on top
style.
Of some of the immovable blocks. Okay. There are also enemies, okay? And the enemies, if you smash with a block,
Puritans,
they explode into... So as you match three blocks together, it reveals a section of the picture.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
And you're aiming to fill the silhouette as best and as neatly as possible. Because if you fill the silhouette like that, you will, in your gallery, which is another section you can get to from the main menu, you'll have the revealed image in its entirety. So, and I also found pretty quickly that you can get rid of the enemies because they get in the way, and I'm not playing this game to play a game. That's not why I'm here, okay?
So this is like, hey, in your options, gameplay off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enemies off. So I was like, okay. So the first level I did, right, I revealed a buxom lady in slightly revealing clothing.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and then the next level I did, for some reason, there was nothing. There was just a sleazy lizard. Not like a picture of him, just like a scrolling image. And I was like, what's going on? And I got to the second world or set of three levels before I realized there's a modesty setting. And mine had been turned all the way to the most modest possible. So I immediately turned that off.
Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, do you
for some reason just want to play this block moving game without getting off?
Okay. Well, they added enemies for you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny you mentioned that because the third feature listed here is control the naughtiness of your experience with modesty
settings.
I
went max naughtiness.
Well, yeah. Well,
and then I had to
how
go,
many levels? Was it? So there's modest and then there's max.
Then there's one in the middle, which I'm not really sure what that refers to.
Lingerie, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Well, no. So when you reveal the lady, there's three
black squares over nipples.
It might be, like pixelated or something. So there's three levels to each woman.
Just like edging yourself off with options.
edging's on.
As you beat, so there's three levels,
yep.
And the woman is the same in all of the pictures, but she is in further states of undress.
Oh.
So the first one, she's just in sort of like a little bit of lingerie. The second one, the same lingerie, but maybe it's a little bit more revealing. And then the third one, you get tits. And it's crazy in a Nintendo game to see full on, albeit drawn, but full on. Boobas.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only three levels?
Only three levels for each world.
Oh, for each world.
I have not finished the game. Okay. I've gotten far, but I'm distracted, I get it. Well, I'm trying to find out how long the game is, because it would be funny to clock it, but also the gameplay itself is a bit boring. Well, it's actually not boring. It's actually getting really hard. So it's doing this thing where I'm like, how desperate am I to see a nude woman, a drawing of a nude woman, a thing I could just Google, you know?
Well, according to the Finger Guns review on Metacritic, it's a cheap erotic puzzle game that's only a few hours long.
Okay, well, I think I'm pretty close to the end. And I'll do my best to complete it.
All right.
I've hit the point, though, where, so if you get a perfect silhouette, like I said, in the gallery, you get the full, I can look at it anytime I want.
Yep.
Like a king, can observe what I, but I've hit the point where the levels are too difficult to get the perfect silhouette. So my gallery I'm at is just locked until I get perfect on those levels. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yep.
I'm going to have to deal with the fact, just like it, when I beat the level, it gives me, you know. But then to see it again, I'd have to beat the level.
So the next feature, and this one's big because you haven't mentioned this or even alluded to it yet. Mm-hmm. Test your block slinging skills in elaborate boss battles.
Yeah, so there are boss battles, and the boss battles are by far the most fun.
Yep.
And the most, well, I've only done two of them, but the second one was really creative. So you fight the bosses the same way you move the blocks, but you're not trying to match them up anymore. You're like moving the blocks as weapons. And one of them was a block. It was like a block itself was the boss, and it slowly separated and grew, and as it separated, it kind of became lots of little boxes.
Yep.
And you would knock a block.
Engorged and split off.
Yeah. Right. And you would knock a block into those boxes and destroy them, so you had more room to dodge. You kind of made him easier to dodge by fighting him.
Yep.
And that was really fun. And the boss battles, you, at the end, do get... They're probably the least nude of all the women, but you do get an image of a nude of a sexy nudo. Lady. Yeah, a nudo.
That's
you
nice
do get to see a nudo. So, I, as I said, I'm not a tit man.
Yeah.
You're
out of curiosity, by the way, is this an equal opportunities game where we might get, say, a hog or a butthole?
I think it's unlikely we're going to get hog or nuss. Tragically,
what about cheeks?
There was one. It was the second lady, and the final image is her bending over, pulling down underwear, and you can see a bit of cheek.
Okay,
but of all the women that I've unlocked so far, she's the only one showing. As not a tit man, I'm an ass man, and that's the only ass I've gotten so far. So in terms of getting off, it's not been easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say I've not even really popped a chub at any point in playing this game, which is unfortunate. I think.
Have you been
that means
playing...
it's failed in one aspect. Yeah.
Have you been playing with the sound on? Because the last feature says "Get in the Mood" with the Future Funk soundtrack.
There is one song. Okay. That's not one. Maybe. Well. Maybe there's two songs, but that does not a soundtrack make, okay? And it is a banger. It's this kind of funky, like it's cool.
Future funk?
I would say it's future funk, absolutely. Mm. And the boss battles in a similar vein, but that's it. And it does become very grating eventually when the game gets frustrating.
Are you enjoying the lighthearted story and dialogue between stages?
I don't know what story they're referring to. The sleazy lizard tells me to move blocks and I do. That's it. I think maybe the lighthearted nature is that the sleazy lizard seems to be... Like, if there's a boss, he's like a boss battle I got to do. He's like, haha, don't tell anybody there on the company floor that there was a boss there. Maybe that's, but the story is probably the weakest part of this game.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say the weakest part is the story. Second weakest is the amount of ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then probably strongest is the gameplay itself, specifically the boss gameplay.
Yeah.
It's become very difficult at this point. What's up the difficulty is that the silhouettes used to be on one side where I had to fill in, but now it's right in the middle, which makes it, I get in situations where I'm like, well, I just can't put a block in there.
Yep.
But I will play it to completion. Yep. I don't know if it
has, and are you hoping that it plays you to completion?
I would like, if I could say that this game had brought me to an orgasm, that would be pretty cool. And it would be the first video game to do so.
Yeah, you know? We talk about a lot about games sucking us off.
Yeah, what if a game got me off, you know? For once in its goddamn life. Yeah. And I think as well this might start a trend, because I find it, you know, ever so fascinating the amount of porno games on the Nintendo Switch store. Maybe that's all I'll review from now on, you know?
So just before we move on, I've just got one question here. So digitallydownloaded.net reviewed the game, gave it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Said, Crawlco Block Knockers is perfect as a little diversion in between bigger games, or because the levels are short, it's the ideal time filler, which I think is a very funny thing to say about a porno game.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Not my statement, because...
I'm curious though, because like it's a time filler, so... Things you do for, like, you know, I guess a situation where you are filling in time, waiting for a bus.
Yeah.
On a train.
Yep.
On the toilet.
Yeah. Doctor's office.
Doctor's office.
Yeah.
Certain dentists.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So let me.
So any of these, would you be comfortable playing Block Knockers?
And would you like to hear digitallydownloaded.net's take on this? Because the next sentence addresses exactly
Please.
That. I would have said that it would be the ideal to take on a commute too, except other people would almost certainly judge you for playing this in public. It really is good fun though. Critic definitely played this on a bus.
Well, what I think is so funny is that there is a modesty mode. So yeah, if you wanted to play it on the bus, this critic is saying that what makes it good to play as a times, you know, whatever, like to kill time.
Suck.
Yeah, is a time. Thank you. A
but
time suck.
Positive.
Yeah, I think time suck. But he's saying what makes it good is the Tito's, which is so funny because you can play it on a modesty setting, and nobody's going to judge the sleazy lizard. They don't care. If this was the kind of game that got you horny and visually obviously horned up, no good. But you could play it, you know. If you were like, oh, I just like the gameplay, if someone confronted you about it, I think you could get away with it.
You reckon there's enough gameplay here that people would believe you?
People would be like, he is lying. This man is there is a pervert on the bus.
But being sweaty wouldn't help your case.
No. Why are you so sweaty? I'm not horny. And I'm not horny would make it even less believable.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to give this game... Four, let's say three thumbs.
Okay.
Three thumbs and a chub?
Three thumbs and a chub. The very first chub. Welcome to Chub Cramps. My own podcast within a podcast, Chub Cramps, where I review everything erotic on the Nintendo Switch. Ori and the Will of the Wisps will have to wait.
Ari understands.
I need to get off. Three thumbs. That's one thumb for the very fact that there's an erotic game in the Nintendo Switch store.
Yep.
One thumb for the banging soundtrack, i.e. two songs. Mm-hmm. One thumb for the gameplay and a chub for the titos.
Yeah.
And that's my review of Block Knockers. What a game.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that review.
Do you reckon that's the most genuine review I've ever given of a game?
Yes, that was the most you knew about a game, too.
I know.
I mean, I will give everyone a little peek behind the curtain. You did keep forgetting what the name Crawl Co.
Yeah.
But we did sort of address it at the start because Zamet had misheard you say it because you got it wrong so many times before you started recording.
Yeah.
But apart from that,
Pretty good
no
review.
Prompting there except me reading from the website.
I remembered everything about the game I played.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
That's wild.
Turns out, maybe nudity is the key for
It's what I need.
Yeah. Has this fixed your video game ennui? I'm not seeing you this excited for a video game in a while, to be honest, Jack.
Hey, I got some huge news for you. The Last of Us Part 2, couple of nude scenes.
Oh my God, I'm in. No, it needs to be at the end as a reward.
It's like two-thirds in.
It needs to be after the credits. Oh, okay, ideal. Yeah,
it needs to be like, hey, you've well done for finishing The Last of Us. Here is your Pornhub subscription.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think in The Last of Us, it comes at a very emotional climax, and it's
what I kind of ideally need.
It definitely
is
doesn't feel like a reward.
What I need is to play Dark Souls to completion or something, and then I look over at a Playboy magazine and I'm like, yes, that's my ideal way.
Or it just
to
says like soul restored, you've got tits now,
yeah, yes. This is real gaming. Anyway, what have you been playing?
Well, I have been... This is probably going to be like a first impressions because, again, I don't think I've sunk nearly enough time in this particular game to kind of even warrant a review.
Mm-hmm.
But so I fired up the Xbox that we have and I was like, I wish I remember where I put my Switch. So then I went through the... is it the Game Pass?
Xbox Game Pass, yes.
And then there was... I'm a sucker for anything fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like a nice little cover of like, is this gonna have me kind of? Is there a skill tree I can?
Will I be able to experience both swords and sorcery?
What's this? And instead, I got Greedfall.
Yeah.
Okay. So straight off the bat, first impressions, and I'm getting from Zama's first impression. Forgot the name only for a microsecond. Yeah,
but you can all see it in his eyes. That's true.
Yeah. I'm like, it was something full. Is it Greedfall? Godfall? Greaseful?
It doesn't help it was that a I think gut. There is a game called Godfall.
I think there might be a game called Godfall.
Yeah, but that's not what you played. You played Greedfall.
I played Greedfall.
But only for a bit.
For a couple of hours.
Cool.
This first impression, probably longer than Jackson's in-depth impression.
That's cool.
So it's an RPG, but as opposed to a sword and sorcery type game, it's like, what about a RPG fantasy, but set in the age of sails?
That's cool.
So I was like, all right, that seems interesting. I want to be like a buccaneer, maybe.
Yeah.
Apparently, look, I haven't gone to the point where I sail to the new world, and I don't even know if that's going to be a plot point, because like from, I assume
I remember
you are.
When trailers came out about this, and it does seem like a weird fantasy founding of America game, which is an interesting decision.
An interesting take.
Yeah.
Let's see how they handle some of those topics.
Yeah.
So I just pulled up the Wikipedia page just so that I had some stuff to go with. And let me just read the first sentence, and you stop me when this sentence takes a turn.
Okay.
And that's what I was giggling to myself about. Greedfall is an action role-playing game developed by spiders.
What are the spiders doing?
Which presumably is a game development company, but to me, it just looks like the word spiders, because it's spelt exactly the same.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so there is, when you start, you can create your character, so you can kind of like choose who you want to be.
Yeah.
I want to say that the character models are bad.
Oh, yeah.
They're just
You're straight up Argo, that rolls. Bad.
Like, you're not an, well, you do have like, so I think the world that you are, you're like a part of the noble. You're like you're the son of some important lad, and you're like, okay, and your mother's dying, and you've got this like weird kind of plague growth on your face. And I think a lot of people are, again,
getting
this plague thing. Now, there's a lot of fantasy words that they're using. I'm sorry I'm not using them.
No, because, I'm glad you're not.
Thank you. Because again, with any fantasy game, it's just kind of like, hey, here's some bullshit.
Mm.
And look, it's going to suck the first like maybe 18 times you hear it, but by hour 30, you kind of,
you're
there.
Know
you're there like, oh, yeah, it's the plague of Galandria. I know this one.
Sci-fi and fantasy, they do the same thing. They're like, dude, ever since the Hyper Wars with Planet Glaxon, and you're like, please, shut up.
Yeah.
You know?
So you could choose between like, you got like your sword play, maybe something else,
okay,
and a magic boy, and I was like, magic boy, why not? Let's do that. And at random times, I can hurl like a shadow bolty type thing at people, and it's kind of one of those games where it is populated, but not really. So there's like people milling about. Some of them you can kind of a chat to, and they have like a a vague response, and others that don't, and you can just hurl like your fireball at people, and there is
no reaction,
which beautiful and reminds me so much of like
Skyrim. Skyrim does that.
No.
People are like, please stop attacking. Skyrim does not like that.
Dude, if you punch one chicken in Skyrim, you get sent to jail.
Yeah.
If I punch one chicken in real life, the farmer is like, sir, please.
In any kind of dialogue, characters have three different sort of postures that they'll rotate through. One of them is crossing their arms, like Jackson just did as I started speaking.
Oh my God.
Another one is like just sort of at their side. Another one is like slightly sassy.
Mm-hmm.
So we got angry, sassy, neutral.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they kind of just emotions.
Cycle through that. The combat is.
At random?
Basically, yeah. It feels like it's at random. I like the costumes. Those are kind of nice. Because again, it's that Age of Sails kind of thing.
Is it kind of like an action RPG? Yeah, or is it like a turn-based?
Yeah, okay. So as I was like trolling through the city, because I had some errands to do, some lads attacked me, and I just slaughtered them. And I'm like,
yeah, fair enough.
Why?
Was it part of your tutorial?
I think it's part of the tutorial, but at the same time, I'm not sure what caused that. Mm. And there are like decision trees you can do. Yeah. So like one, there was like some guy being like, I've got a cure-all. And I'm like, you're a fraud. And then I had to investigate him for a bit and then go up and be like, you are a fraud, and catch him. And he's like, look, not ish.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just trying to do experiments on people. And I'm like, that's kind of messed up, but all right. Because again, there's a plague happening.
Yeah.
And so one option is like, you could either sneak him out the back or go and like talk to the angry crowd that gathered. And I was like, there's an angry crowd?
Oh.
What? Because there was a cutscene when I confronted him, but it felt like it just skipped.
Oh.
And I'm like, I didn't press B like I wanted to, so I don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
So it does feel a little bit unpolished at times.
What I remember about this game, because I remember seeing a trailer for it and being like, that looks neat. I like the idea of a fantasy Age of Sails. That's cool. And then I remember looking it up, and this is, I don't really remember the specifics, but this was the sentiment, I think, of the reviews, or like the pre-reviews where people were talking about the game. I think they were like, spiders, as in the development company, don't make good games, but maybe this one will be good. That was the vibe. They were like, well, they cooked every other one.
Yeah.
This could be okay.
Well, to be honest, big props two spiders for being able to make a game.
Yeah, you know, they're so
usually
little.
You just, yeah, no thumbs.
Usually you just go to a corner and just
get flies and die after like a week. But these ones were like, no.
We're going to make a game.
You know the Age of Sail? They had to know about the founding of America, which already is impressive.
Maybe
for
spiders are born with that knowledge. We don't know.
We can't ask them. That's true.
Again, there are so many things. So with this this like fraud or whatever, I could choose to help him. And it was just very strange to be like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll help him because he made a good argument.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, I could go and sneak him out. But what if I try and confront the crowd with my great charisma? And then I'm like, please don't, you know, disperse. And they're like, no. And then it got into a fight. And then I just had to slaughter these town folk. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this felt, went 1 to 100 very
How'd
quick.
How'd it feel, though?
Yeah. Do you feel like a big man?
Yeah, do you feel tough?
No,
you feel vindicated?
I didn't. I was
like,
just,
yeah, that's what you get.
No, I felt awful.
Well, maybe the game was teaching you a lesson.
Maybe it is. Maybe you should have been like, you should have snuck. You can't reason with an angry mob. And I was like, that's a good lesson to learn.
I suppose that works
Thank
out.
You, Greg,
do you think you'll continue playing it?
Yeah, I kind of want to get to like the meat and potatoes of it all. Yeah. But there are some things in it that are just god awful. The character models are just something that you would see out of maybe PS2 level.
Ooh, hey, that's
in
sick.
Terms of graphics. The lip syncing is just atrocious.
Yeah.
Do they like Muppet it, or does it look like it's just like totally wrong?
No, it's like they've tried.
Oh, that's even
it's
worse.
Like the, it's like it's everything's like clearly done in earnest.
It may be lip synced to dialogue that's not in English.
I thought that as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I did. But then I was chatting.
Where are spiders from?
Yeah, I was chatting to my great question.
Dark
I was chatting to
corners.
Our good friend Adam because he was here when we started playing it, and I was like, man, the lip syncing is just not great. And I was like, oh, what if it is lip synced to a, you know, another language? He's like, well, no, because like just to do that, he's like, it's just kind of a bit of code or whatever.
Yeah,
so that shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true or not. I just took him
that
at his word.
That sounds like the kind of thing Adam would say with utmost confidence, but that wouldn't be correct. But I don't know for sure.
Well, yeah, no, because you don't create a character design and then run a sentence through its mouth and be like, yeah, we're just mapping it to English and it'll... You'd have to redesign...
Would you, though?
Apparently it's not... There was controversy about this with Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Because it was mapped to English.
Really, they nailed it with like the Banjo-Kazooie Animal Crossing thing. What would your noise be? What would, real quick, if
you've
you
done this before.
Well, let's do it again. It's funny.
Yeah, so we've got exactly the same. Yeah,
it's nice to know we don't change. Is that nice to know?
No, exactly the same. We all three of us picked basically the same voice, is what I mean. Not as the last time you asked us, as each other.
Well, there'd only be one of us in the game anyway.
Yeah, obviously. Spiders is from France.
Yeah, so okay.
That's a good sentence.
That's great. Right.
Yeah. Well, get a lot of the the higher ups and the authorities all very like French words. So that's kind of
neat. When they say yes, look at their mouth and
if they're
saying
we.
Yeah, good question. Good point.
I will. So the lip sync is a bit off. And as I said, the character models, every time there was like, a cut scene or a close-up of someone else, me and Adam both made the noise.
Oh, yeah, that's never a good sign.
Because it was just not great. And suddenly you're like, is that the character model or are they sick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turns out they were sick.
I'm so excited when, when you play this game, when you like properly...
So mocking the sick, did it make you feel like a big man?
Feel tough? Feel like a big boy?
Were you vindicated?
No, I don't.
Do you think it was teaching you a lesson? Not to judge a book by its cover. If so, great lesson.
Someone was like, do we make our NPCs look good or bad? And someone was like, there's a lesson in this. Make them uggos.
But like, there's some cool like storyline elements that I can kind of see that then will be sort of teased out later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm curious to see how that goes. But yeah, I will keep playing it.
I'm excited to find out if Spiders did make a good game.
Yeah,
because that seems to be the question.
Greedfall second impressions.
Yeah,
no, I'm looking now at some trailers and like the graphics seem a lot better than the ones
trailers
that
looked
I'm
really cool. Yeah,
so again, I don't know if they're using like a very high end PC or if it's just like let's just put all our emphasis on these trailers.
You're playing it on Xbox.
Being ported to the PS5 and Xbox Series X, so it could be.
So it might be better.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be better. How many thumbs? What are we talking?
I'm going to give it an optimistic, like 3 thumbs and a knuck.
So that's the same as Block Knock.
Yeah.
So that was 3 thumbs and a knuck, very different from 3 thumbs and a chop.
A knuck and a chop are different. That's true.
Again, it's like I quite like that kind of idea. Again, like, you know, a fantasy in the age of sales. Yeah, it's really cool. And there's like a lot of that kind of like swashbuckling,
dude,
maybe.
Put
and
a tricorn hat on a dude.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm keen.
That's the thing. A cool once hat. You pick up like different items, you can just kind of scroll through them. And I do have. Currently,
that's sick as hell, dude.
And they have stats on them. I think there's a crafting thing, all kind of stuff that you want from a very, you know, big RPG.
Yeah,
you sink your teeth into. I just kind of wish the graphics were
wish it looked nicer,
more polished. But overall, 3 thumbs and a knuck from this little dirty boy.
Well, it's now my turn, and no one threw to me, but you both looked at me, so I'll take it. I mean, obviously.
I was just seeing what you were looking like.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll just, okay. Just for the theatrics.
From the top. From the top. Hey, everyone. This week's to me. Hey, great.
He's good. He doesn't miss.
I'm always on.
He's always on. Did you feel good about that?
Yeah.
You're like a big man?
Right. Yes, huge. I am the biggest man in the world. I will crush Godzilla. He'll be a tiny little shit on my big furry foot.
Excuse me?
I'll kill him.
He'll be a little shit on my big furry. Anyway, what have you been playing, Joel Dusha?
Anyway, so I was listening to last week's episode of Thumbcrabs where they picked the top games of 2020 and they're... Game of the Year was Hades, a game I haven't played yet, so I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sucked me off immediately. I get it. I understand why they went for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I was late for work immediately after playing the game because I was like, I can fit in another run.
Right?
That was my third run, so like...
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, it's it does every single thing that I find addictive in video games. There's like a logbook kind of thing, so like you unlock lore and extra details. So it's like, talk to this character 5 times, but obviously it's every run. Upgrading things, there's items you can equip.
Dude, it's just everything you want.
Telling you, babe, it's good.
Damn,
it's
dude.
Good how far'd you get?
I've only beaten the first boss.
Mm. On the third run?
No, on my, I think it was 5th run.
On your 5th run. I was going to say, third run, you beat the first boss. That's really impressive, but no.
5th run, pathetic.
Yeah. 4th run.
5th run, I'm like, no, good.
So I managed to beat the boss with the shield.
Ah, nice.
So I was lucky because, Jackson, how much do you know about this game?
Whatever I've heard and forgotten.
Yeah. No, but like, if I was like, imagine Hades, do you know what it looks like?
It's vaguely.
Isometric.
Yeah.
But like, so after you clear a room of enemies, you get a power up, basically. Mm-hmm. And the power-ups are randomized-ish. Before you go into a room, it tells you which god is going to give you the power-up.
Or you can get a pomegranate.
Yeah. Nice.
Don't worry about that. That's not what I'm
get
trying to
some,
talk
about. Get some Hades
a potion.
Dude,
a key sometimes?
I've read books.
Yeah.
Darkness.
Darkness? Yeah, handy. You look in a mirror, it makes you stronger if you've got darkness.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so say, for instance, you're like, oh, sweet, this room's an Ares room.
Mm.
Kill the enemies. Ares comes down. He's like, pick a blessing. Pick a boon.
Pick a boon.
I know what boon means now.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He's like, hey, pick a boon. And I'm like, all right. And then there's like, because it's randomized-ish, so sometimes you get like rare boons that are stronger.
Yeah.
So on my first shield run, the first thing I ran into was a rare boon that gave me a 20% critical hit and boosted my special by like 80%. So I was just like, as a shield, and the special attack of the shield is Captain America. So I was able to just run away from the boss and just like,
kite
she was
the
just,
dude.
Yeah.
Something just, I always forget with this shield is that you can also use it as a shield and block enemies.
They're very good against numbskulls.
Yeah.
You stand there, good. They just like, numbskulls are just little skulls.
Headbutted, dude.
Yeah, we're broing out and you're excluded.
Yeah, this is kind of to me, but I'm not part of it. It's good.
Yeah.
The flaming skulls, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're called numbskulls. That's like what we call you behind your back.
Yeah. That is. And to your face.
Yeah. Joel and the numbskull. But yeah, basically they've managed to cram everything that's like addictive without being cheap into one game.
That's great.
And yeah, like the lore is interesting. I don't really care about the story, or at least I didn't think I did until I opened like I forget what the actual name of the book is, but it's like your journal basically.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then everything.
Codex, is this the one
Codex,
that
Achilles
give you?
Yeah, Codex. So then like when you're reading everything, it like, you're like, oh, wait, no, this is the story. It's tricked me.
They got you, dude.
And like, yeah, you... Like, there's a lot of like unique-ish things you can do. So like obviously with each room, there's the boon that I was just talking about before, but also you can get like this pomegranate that you give as a gift to characters, and almost every character you can talk to unless you give
a pomegranate to,
which then gives you an exclusive item that you can get equipped at the start of your runs. Yeah, it's a hectic game, and I think that you will also like
I'm sure I will. I've got, unfortunately, a lot of porno games to play first.
Because the pomegranates gives you a power-up. It's like the other... It's like every time you beat a boss or those kind of things, you can kind of, you know, then get, like, the blood, the Titan blood, which can upgrade certain things.
Oh, yeah, because, I don't know what the Titan blood does yet. I've only got one.
Hold on to those bad boys.
All right, I'll keep them. I'm going to keep them safe.
That's exciting, yeah. Mm. So how many thumbs? Five thumbs?
Yeah, it's a five-thumb game. Yeah, it's
easy peasy.
It's the easiest five-thumb
game. There you go.
It's so good.
Yeah, made me feel big.
Yeah, like a big man. Yeah. Gonna crush Godzilla between his furries or whatever.
Now my firing foot. King Kong under my other foot.
Yeah.
They're gonna be crushed. Kong versus Godzilla, I win. No matter who wins, I win. I'm so big. I'm huge.
The biggest man.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, dude.
So how many weapons have you got so far? Just the shield and the sword?
Shield, sword, bow and arrow. Mm. I don't have the spear yet.
Okay.
I think I've got two keys and need four to unlock that one. Can't remember.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Gun's fun.
Gun?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Didn't know about gun.
Damn.
Fully upgraded everything in the mirror because I got heaps and heaps. In one run, I got... Because I didn't...
Oh, don't worry, JD. More will open.
Oh, yeah, I know. Because you use keys. Because the last thing I had was a debate whether to keep the keys for spear or use the keys to unlock more stuff on mirror. And I was like, I'll think about this later, and didn't either.
Ah.
Well, technically, I saved it for spear, but also didn't decide.
Go for mirror.
Go for mirror.
There you go.
That's a bit of a...
Some good advice from a seasoned vet.
Yeah, yeah. A man who previously at one point thought he may hold the world record. Although, that being said, 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes me like 20 minutes just to get to the first boss. So that is quick.
See? See how I was like, I never thought I was like, how close am I?
Turns out
4 minutes. Which is pretty long, you know?
Yeah, it's decent.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Like, I can't,
There you go.
Anyway.
See? And you found respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I feel a bit like big.
Big man.
Maybe I feel like I could crush Godzilla beneath my
fouries.
Was he meant to say thighs?
I have no idea.
I genuinely don't know.
I forgot what show we were doing and I got excited and almost said a rude word.
Eyes?
Yeah. Chub is fine.
Job's good, even.
Yeah. Tito's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we know what we can't say. Yeah. You listening, no. We're saying everything but it. The shape of it is revealed by its absence. Yeah. You know? That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, five thumbs. I understand why it was Thumbcramp's Game of the Year for 2020.
That's good. I'm excited when I learn why it was their Game of the Year.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. And now just for a quick word from our sponsors.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks, sponsors.
Thank you so much, sponsors. As always, the best segment of the show.
It is. it's great.
And before we wrap today up, obviously, we've got a bunch of emails.
Mm-hmm.
These people, Jackson, they listened to me and you give a very detailed description of how to do this, but they have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
They know how now. We did it.
We told them. And or they could tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
They got an education.
Yeah. Something
we wish we got.
Yeah. God damn.
I feel like a big man, but not a smart man.
Yeah. Let's hear them. What are the people
going to
say?
So, first off, Finn has tweeted us, and this is enormous. So, also, first of all, a tweet.
Yeah.
Like something I don't usually
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's new.
Finn has tweeted us at All Dogs Are Dead. So, you already know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I've forgotten it, guaranteed. Yeah,
so, at Jackson.
Yeah.
Just thought I should let you know that one of your all-time favorite video games is available on the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So, Donkey Kong Country 3.
Oh, boy.
The game that lets you gas Donkey Kong's bunghole. Yes. Is actually part of the Nintendo, the NES online.
I gotta get it now.
Switch online.
I got the SNES one. Now I gotta get the NES one, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I played some of it this morning on my.
And you were like, "Damn, I see why he loves this."
I was like, "I'm putting so much gas in Donkey Kong."
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and then sometimes you get the power up and you shoot little yellow balls. I don't know what they are. Up his bunghole as well.
Yeah, yeah, and I was really scared of protecting the flowers, but you can lose a couple of flowers. It doesn't really matter.
Dude, you can lose all the flowers. There ain't no rules.
You lose all the flowers, you die.
Well, ain't no rules.
Yeah, no rules.
Ain't no rules. But yeah, so if anyone was listening to Jackson last week list five games he likes, and at number one was a game that we couldn't remember the name of, it is actually Donkey Kong 3.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
Donkey Kong Country 3, mm-hmm. Dixie and Trixie are in trouble or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Donkey Kong, just Donkey Kong
Donkey 3. Kong 3, that's it.
So yeah. That's huge.
It's amazing news. Thank you, Finn.
Yeah.
I will definitely be getting that and clocking it. I wikied it because I couldn't remember any of the specifics, and it turns out there's three levels that repeat. So that's exciting to find out. I played like a little flash version, not a flash version, but you know, like you can play some of these old games online, and I did, and I got to level four, and I was like, this is familiar, and then I looked it up, and that's because that's level one again. So that's pretty cool.
So just this is an email I've just pulled out, and this is from Cody from the US.
Okay.
Dear Cramps Boys, I've been struggling with this information that I'm about to give you. I've lost sleep.
Damn.
I'm losing friends, and the world around me is falling apart in front of my very eyes.
Jesus,
I feel as though I'm losing my mind. Uh-huh. I'm writing to you fellas today because I can't think of better experts on the topic than the award-winning podcast Thumb Cramps.
Thank you.
I'm sure you boys at some point have heard about the KF console.
Yes.
And the fact that it has specs to compete with the PS5 and Xbox Series X.
It is great.
But it's something that I don't think has been included in a gaming console before. It has the ability to keep fried chicken warm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how genuinely close I was to purchasing the KF console?
Like 80%.
It is, I could afford it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't spend money on it. But I could afford it. It's got great specs and a little place inside that you can put your fried chicken that keeps it warm.
So it just keeps it warm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, surely with a little bit of like modification, most
PCs could, but they're not custom built for it. Is the difference.
The idea of this made me think of the Thumbing Boys, since Jackson has described his ideal gaming console of having the ability to cook ham while gaming. I would love to hear your opinion on this chicken fueled fever dream.
Yeah. Something I don't know about it.
Do you reckon it's KF console or KFC console?
I think I would, if I had it, I would refer to it as the KFC console.
Yeah.
Because that kind of sounds like it's got the word seance in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Implies that it's haunted. I would love to own this console, but I don't know. Is it just a souped up PC that I could play PC games on and hook to a monitor? Or is it its own individual console with its own individual UI? What's the go there?
Is it like, is there any like KFC console exclusives?
Yeah, that's what, because like if it's a PC, then maybe that would be a funny thing to make as a long-term goal on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. But if it's not, if it's more like a console, then I don't want to get it. I don't want to spend $3,000 or however much it is.
How much is it?
It's about $2,000 to $3,000, I think. Probably US.
Clear off.
Yeah. No,
look, it doesn't matter what money this is, because I think if you head to twitch.tv/doucheforever, maybe I'm going to raise money for this anyway.
Maybe every Thumb Cramps boy needs to only play video games on the KFC console.
How are you, hunger?
It is.
Come on, give me a prize. Give me a prize.
Affordable.
Give me a prize.
You know?
I mean,
but it's also an incredibly reckless purchase. Somehow it manages to be both.
it's two terabytes, so that's pretty.
If you are buying a PC,
it's VR ready.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want a PC. $3,000. You're like, that's a
decent PC. Yeah, that's pretty good.
PC.
So, if you're already in the market to buy a high-end PC...
Exactly. Imagine you're just looking for a PC, and they're like, this is a high-end PC, and also as a bonus, you can store your fried chicken in there. That's pretty exciting.
I mean, when will you ever utilize said
it's
feature?
Easy. Okay, you've got a thing of KFC, delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? You're eating one. Mm-hmm. You're playing a game. Loading screen.
Yep.
You pick up a fried chicken because you're like, I got all the time in the world. You start eating it. Uh-huh. Loading screen finishes, but you don't want the fried chicken you've taken out of the other fried chickens to get cold. You open up your little thing, place it in there, close it. Next loading screen, you open it up again, and it's still toasty and warm.
Okay, okay.
That is how I imagine I would use that. Okay. You know, you play...
How does it go with other fried chicken, or is it very much like...
I think it's KFC
like
exclusive.
KFC exclusive.
I think if you put any other kind of fried chicken in there, it'll start to smoke. You get a little warning on the screen.
Yeah, like a horrible sound.
Foreign chicken detected.
So a little bit of an update of why
extra
I've got...
Extra herb, extra herb.
Extra would be one missing, if anything. There's no way. You can't put more herbs.
You can't put 12th herb on a chicken.
That's insanity.
Come oregano? On. Get out of here. No. More like oregano, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Start thinking with your brain for once in your life. How about that? So
you get a price point for us?
Well, I had price, clicked on a link, and then it took me back to the email inbox. So I don't know what just happened, but then also the
downloaded the price.
The forward,
email Kentucky himself.
The forward button didn't work. So my phone was just like, no, this is forbidden knowledge.
I'm sure I've seen the price because I remember seeing it and being like, if I needed to buy a new PC, which maybe is something I should be thinking about, maybe I should get the KFC Onsol. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so the rumored price is around $2,000.
That would be
this is just
US.
A figure guess by industry experts, as the console could be a limited release.
Well, there you go.
Boys.
Limited release. I mean, I'm happy to write it off on tax.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, my job involves a lot of gaming and a lot of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Tax man. So imagine getting the KFC on sale.
Yeah. I live close to a KFC as well. So just going over, buying a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
Just loading it up.
It's incredible.
Turning it on.
To fathom. You know?
Play Cyberpunk 2077.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Penis 2 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just
hoe
down on them.
To be like, I want my chicken to stay hot, so I've got to play a higher end game so that it's using more processing power to cook the chicken.
Mm.
That's the one thing. If there's one thing to detract from the KFC Onsol, it's the fact that it doesn't cook raw chicken.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
You could put ham in it too, surely.
Hot ham.
I'm reading now a little bit from the PR and social media lead at KFC UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
So the machine is capable of running games at top level specs, all on top of keeping your meal.
Okay, so not even necessarily chicken.
So not even necessarily.
I need to know how big
but
it is.
But then he goes on to say, if Sony or Microsoft want any tips on how to engineer a chicken chamber for their efforts next time, they'd be welcome to get
in touch.
Maybe
there's a platform on top you can keep the meal hot on, and then inside is the chicken chamber.
I wonder if it's just all like very much for anything you can get at KFC, like, you know, terrible mash and gravy.
Or one of those little rolls, you know, put a little hot sweet roll in there, bring that nice and hot. Mm.
Do you love that about like a KFC pack? It's just like, oh, but here's a little sneaky roll
for you.
Here's
a little roll, baby. Enjoy it.
You liked that roll that was on that burger you already ate? How about the roll itself?
Yeah,
like,
not bad.
You want to dip that little dinner roll in some very runny potato and gravy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't know why I'm bothering with other emails. Nothing's going to top that. But look, hey, we'll dive back in and maybe something will.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to be thinking about fried chicken.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Us, our audience, the Godzilla and Kong on the bottom of my soles and my feet.
Yeah.
The bottom of my soles and my feet. Actually, if only there was an easier way to say that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Harry. Hey, Thumbcrams boys, none of you want to hear this, especially Jackson, but I reckon if you guys gave Persona 5 a shot, you'd be surprised at how well the game can suck you off.
Really wrong.
I know Zamet got sucked off by Fire Emblem Three Houses, and it's very similar.
Really?
It goes from a medieval fantasy suck-off to a modern-day suck-off. As someone who isn't a big JRPG guy, it sucked me off better than any game before it. Give it a chance, my guys. Love the pod.
Yeah,
Harry,
look,
I don't know if this is going to be more or less insulting, Harry. I've owned Persona 5 for about 6 months and have played it exactly zero times.
Yeah, Harry, thank you for your confidence in us, for the power you think we have.
Mm.
But every time I see anything about Persona 5 seems like a big in-joke I'm not part of, and I don't want to be part of.
Persona 5 feels like that maybe me and Zamet set it up just as a thing to scare you with. Yeah, exactly. Kind of like telling your kids that the boogeyman's real.
Yeah, The Persona 5. That is my boogeyman. Every character in it embarrasses me.
Joker.
Is there a little mouse guy?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
It feels like there should be. Yeah.
Look, if you told me there was, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
What about Persona 5 Strikers, which is coming to the Switch?
Is that like Super Mario Strikers?
No, unfortunately.
Well, then I don't care.
I think it's like Hyrule Warriors.
I don't care less. Mm. If it was like, hey, it's the characters from Persona 5 playing Uber Soccer, then I'd be in. Mm. Wait, is that Strikers? Mm. Or are they playing rugby?
They're playing soccer.
Okay, thank goodness.
Or football for our UK audiences.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. So, and while I guess three albums kind of like suck me off a little bit, again, I was fighting.
Three albums?
I was fire albums.
Fire emblems.
Fire emblem.
Three fire albums, baby.
They're all fire, baby.
Yeah,
well,
look,
it did, again, suck me off a little bit. Again, I was fighting the whole anime.
It was killing you. From memory,
most of your review was
about the ethics of dating a student.
Oh, 100%.
So, part of the game you hadn't even got to yet.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
I stopped before I got there. Thank Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So look, thank you, Harry. God bless. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I'll play it at some point. And look, I'm probably the worst person to play it because I'll probably be like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then next week I'll be talking about, I don't know, Meat Boy 3 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, last email. This is from Adam. Hi, Adam here. I bought Wheel of Fortune for the PS4 twice by accident. What's the dumbest video game mistake you've made?
God, that rules.
So, Jackson, love that power.
Yeah.
Adam is basically you. Also, it's not Adam, not like our friend. It's Atom, like up and at.
You sound like a character I made up.
Yeah.
Atom. You sound like a plumbing the Death Star or a Thumb Cramps riff brought to life. And that is so good.
You know, Atom Gamer.
Yeah, Atom Gamer who bought, man, I bought Wheel of Fortune twice.
I can't stop buying Wheel of Fortune. I love it so much. I own 6 digital copies and 5 real life ones.
I don't even like Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, it's great. I think my biggest gaming mistake is when I was in Morocco as a teen and I saw somebody selling a PS2 game of... I think it was called War of the Monsters, and I bought it and opened it up, and the disc was like one of those burned, you know, like you can burn it. There was nothing on it.
That's actually Godzilla War of the Monsters, which is funny, because I'm a playable character, and I'm just a foot, like Monty Python.
And the two characters.
Except imagine that, but good and funny.
Yeah.
Okay. And relevant in 2021.
Yeah. So that's probably my biggest gaming mistake.
Yeah. Mine was probably that...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never made a mistake. It does check out,
Mine was getting tricked by Dark Souls on the Switch, and now I have a...
Nintendo Switch Online account.
Online account, which I still haven't cancelled.
That is
so
good.
So it's tricked me twice now.
Yeah.
It will pay off because Donkey Kong 3 is only available
that's
if you're an
true,
Nintendo Switch Online
dude.
Member.
That game is
actually
really fun.
I think the thing that's probably tricked me the most is... Oh, I had one and then I lost it. Well, I guess I nailed it.
I'm sure I've made a bad decision.
I'm sure you have.
Terrible decisions.
You know?
Have you also purchased Wheel of Fortune twice? Have you bought a game more than once?
Yeah, surely.
Oh, I've definitely... Oh, actually, you know what? It's not a gaming mistake, but I get in the habit and Zaman, I'm sure now that you're a PC gamer, you'll start doing the same thing. Buying a game on Steam and then buying it on a console.
Yeah.
I think I own Resident Evil 4 on maybe 4 or 5 different consoles.
That's insane.
Ocarina of Time too, but I feel like with Ocarina of Time, I beat it every time I buy it again.
Well, that makes it valid. Yeah.
Resident Evil 4, I absolutely have never done that. I own it on GameCube, which I've beaten. Love that game. One of my favorites. I own it on Wii. Never finished the Wii version.
Yeah.
Own it on Switch.
Oh. I know one for you, JD.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which game it was, but I know you purchased 3 copies of it because you're like, my boys want to play it as well.
Oh, yeah.
I forget which one was it.
Super
was it
Mario
Party. Super Mario Party?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I was like, Dusha, why?
It's Super Mario Party. You only need one copy.
Super Mario Party, or was it?
I think it was something where we were like, this is of every game. I think that was also the moment where we were like, we need to stop doing this. Mm. We need to stop. We need to have a serious discussion about who's buying the game and who needs it. So that's a good
Maybe
one.
Maybe it wasn't Super Mario Party because I think we only have...
No, I think we have 3 copies.
Mm.
Do you have one?
I think so.
Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was that.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have... Yeah, that's the only game I think we have 3 copies of,
yeah,
except Zelda.
So. Yeah.
Really makes you think about games, and maybe you should only buy one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm. Mm. play Block Knockers. And on that note...
No, first...
What?
If you want to send us an email, Jackson. Oh,
okay.
You got to email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to play Block Knockers...
Yeah!
Hey, Jack, what was it like being told off?
Yeah, rolled, dude.
To make you feel big?
It made me feel like a little man.
Yeah. Do you feel like a little boy underneath like my big foot?
Felt like a little boy again. Like I was a child of 10. Yeah, yeah.
Did you feel like King Kong, but you were no longer king? I felt like... big Monty Python foot, but good, coming down for you?
I felt like in that game where you're a big rampage when you lose your rampage powers and you become a little nude man again and have to run away. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, sucks,
good. Today's episode's been a 17 thumb episode.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note.
And a chub.
Oh, and a chub. Yeah, most important.
That's important.
And if you want to hear more episodes of Chub Cramps, you just got to email us because this is solely a... if you like it, we'll bring it in.
Yeah. Chub Cramps is my podcast within this podcast.
And if you want to hear more episodes, email us, let us know.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Video games. We play them. You set them up, we knock them down.
Great tagline. Video games, we play them.
We play them.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.